Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Sergeant Sean Sackett with the Price City Police Department. We have a peer support fundraiser that is coming up Wednesday, the 20th. They had such a great turnout last year, did over and above what they expected it would be. So we're going to have another one coming up. Like I said, this week, it is a jail and bail. We'll talk about that. It's kind of fun. They're all fun. And you know what? All the money really is going to go to a good cause. Sergeant Sackett, thank you so much for coming in today.
You bet. Pleasure to be here.
So let's really talk about, this is a peer support fundraiser, and it's for first responders in Carbon and Emery counties.
Correct.
The term first responders gets used a lot, though. And really, who falls under that first responder name tag?
So you have police officers, the fire department, we have our EMTs, even some of our local hospital nurses, all these people fall under first responders and dispatchers as well.
And we talked with, we had Sergeant Robertson in last week, and we talked with him about the fact that, you know, first responders are somebody that they're supposed to be like on all the time, and they can't have any downtime, and they can't have a lapse or anything like that. So they're supposed to be on. But sometimes, you know what, you guys go through a lot and you see a lot, and sometimes those things affect you, but it's very difficult sometimes to get first responders to say, hey, you know what? I need to back down. I need to back off. I've got something that I got to work through right now.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard when we go to work and we're out there, we're ready to help and be there for everybody else. And sometimes a lot of people forget to look at themselves and make sure they're mentally well and dealing with all the other stuff that we see and deal with. So it can be hard for first responders in all their aspects.
And that's where this kind of comes in. It's you guys have a great peer support group here in the area, and you go to all kinds of trainings and things like that. And you actually have people within the department that are trained to talk to people and do that. And you know, Sergeant Robertson also wanted to let everybody know you're not therapists.
No.
It's just there. Sometimes you just need somebody to listen, and that's really what it's all about. So you guys go to trainings for this, and really that's where some of the money goes to, is for these kinds of trainings. So what types of things do you guys go and learn about and things in your trainings?
So we have trainings that help peer support members to learn how to be a peer support member. We also have them go to trainings to help make sure we understand our resources, and a lot of the money that we're using is going to train people for that, to help train other people to get resources here to be helpful for those who may need it. We have training also to make this issue known. We're bringing people in, and we've had great success with our community and local partners that are willing to help us out with the training and through these fundraisers to help us get training here to help officers and the other first responders and firefighters and all those guys and women that, hey, it's okay to have these issues. It's okay to feel the stress of the job, but we don't want it to interrupt your career, your life, and there's help and there's hope.
Well, and I think that one thing too, and I talk to, you know, many people with the health department and people like that that talk about the fact that, you know, mental health is still health. It's still something that people need to discuss and talk about. And there's just always been a stigma around mental health and telling people, you know what, I need to take a second. I need to process this. And there's always been that stigma. Is that kind of what peer support training helps with as well?
Absolutely. I mean, we try to help people understand that nobody's immune from feeling the effects of mental health or not being well mentally. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It doesn't mean that you're broken. It just means that you need to reevaluate your health no more than a diet. And so we want them to understand that it's okay to have that, but it's not okay to say it's okay and then nothing. So we want them to understand that there's places and resources that you can go to get help to make sure we're all mentally well, to be the best we can be.
And that's one of the main focuses of this peer support fundraiser. The other one is sometimes that, you know what, in first responders' lives, things come up and you need a little help on the other end of it, maybe financially. And that's another part of what this fundraiser is going to do. And so what kind of instances and things like that?
Well, recently we had a fellow first responder that had something tragic happen to them medically, and luckily they're okay and they're doing well. But all of a sudden this family had this thing hit them, and it was, how are we going to go and be together and do those kinds of things as a family and get through the process? And so peer support was there. We were able to help and, you know, provide a hotel room for the spouse while they were getting treatment and all that kind of stuff. So there's other abilities that we have with those funds to help people in crisis or things that are pretty traumatic to families or of those of first responders.
And that's another great thing, is just helping them be there for when, you know, they're going through everything and when they're in the hospital and they can't be home and that kind of stuff. So once again, it is a peer support fundraiser, and it's a jail and bail. So what are we going to do on Wednesday?
Well, there'll be officers who will be put into a jail cell, and they'll have to get bailed out. And that's where the money that we're hoping the our good citizens and our community will come together, and that's how we're going to raise the money to get them out of jail. I'm hoping I don't have, those who know me will probably pay to keep me in there instead of getting me out. But
is that an option? Sometimes at these jail and bail events, it's an option.
I don't know, but I hope not, because I'll be in there a long time.
You'll be in there all day, but look at it on the bright side. At the end of the day, it's going to be worth it.
Absolutely.
It's going to be worth
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
So we're going to be down at the fire station in the parking lot there, just like they set up last year. Come down, you know, pay some funds. The other great thing about it is, if you personally need, you know, information on mental health, things like that, there will be people there to talk to you and give you the direction and maybe help you get into a direction that you need to go in. Another thing that you guys have this year is a Venmo. And your Venmo account, and it's up and running right now. If you wanted to go and donate, you sure could. If you have Venmo, it's under Price Police Peer Group. And then it's going to pop up and you hit business. It's down as a business account. So you click that and it'll be right there, and you can go in and you can give funds to them right now if you would like to. Sergeant Sackett, thank you so much for all that you guys do and keeping us safe out there. And you know what? This is a great event. Get out and let's support it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Come down. We appreciate your support.
So come on down there Wednesday from 8 to 5 at the fire station and jail and bail. You can even bring them. I talked to TJ about the fact you could bring food down too. You know, these guys are going to be in jail all day long.
For sure. We're always hungry.
All right. So once again, we've been speaking with Sergeant Sean Sackett of the Price City Police Department about the peer support fundraiser coming up this Wednesday. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.